Roland Martin, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
We have a special report from Roland Martin from our Washington, D.C. studios on the tragedy that happened last night in Charleston. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, Tom. Sybil J. as well as Sherry. Stunning news out of South Carolina as we wake up as authorities continue this manhunt, the statewide manhunt for a white man, 5'9", who was wearing a gray shirt, sandy hair, who walked into Emmanuel AME Church last night during Bible study. 9 people were shot and killed, including the pastor. State Senator Clementa Pinckney, who also his sister was among the dead. Joining us right now is Congressman from South Carolina, Jim Clyburn. Congressman Clyburn, certainly it is stunning for your home state to hear this news.
Yes, this is. Very, very stunning. I was shocked when I first got a text from Cedric Richmond last night, who caught this on his Twitter feed, something before I did. And, of course, I've been in touch with my former pastor, the presiding elder down there, Joe Darby. Of course, I know Clemente, I knew him very, very well, his sister. I understand his wife had just left the church before this occurred. And that's, as many of your listeners may know, this is one of the most historic churches in the country. This is the Church of Denmark Vesey. Is reputed to have organized this rebellion in the basement of the church. Was burned down.
And was it burned down? His son rebuilt it.
Yes, yes, he did. And a lot of people don't realize it, but I think it was 1834, a few years after that, they outlawed all churches for African Americans. But that church congregation stayed together, worshipped on the ground. I was in that church right after the Walter Scott, the Reverend Clemente Pinckney hosted one of the reconciliation meetings, and they had three of us there to speak, a person from the Jewish community. I was from the African-American community, and there was one other speaker, and Clemente presided over that. This is just a real strange occurrence. Now, the strange part, in this part of Charleston, Calhoun Street, this is in my district, you get a lot of traffic going to and fro. The College of Charleston campus is just 2 blocks away, the Medical University of South Carolina, about 6 blocks away. This is the heart of the historic district. So I hope this manhunt has gone beyond Charleston, because it's right at the Cooper River Bridge. And anybody could get under the Cooper River Bridge and be out of Charleston in 5 minutes from this church.
Congressman, have you been in contact with, obviously the FBI is involved in this. They are sending a number of agents there. Also, the police officers there have made it perfectly clear it's all hands on deck. Have you been in contact with Attorney General Loretta Lynch, the head of the FBI? Have you also been in contact with the White House?
Well, I have not been in contact with the White House, but I have been in contact with the Bishop's Council. This is an AME church. Bishop McKinley Young and I, the Bishop of Ohio, used to be in Florida, were on the phone around midnight last night, and the chair of the Bishop Council is putting together a call now that will include Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and I'm waiting on him to call me momentarily.
You also on your way to this morning back to your home state.
Yes.
You said this is in your district.
I'm on an 8:40 flight. I'm headed to the airport as soon as I hang up from you, and I will be there. The service at noon today is in my church. My home church is Morris Brown AME. Dr. Watkins is the pastor there, and they are hosting a service at noon today, and I'll be there for that service.
All right.
Well, Congressman Clyburn, certainly our prayers go out to the people of South Carolina, the folks at Emmanuel, and certainly give our best to those there from the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.